I don't know
and
who
it got swept.
I don't know who Wes Welker's favorite baseball team is. What baseball team did you grow up rooting for?
You know what? I was never just a huge baseball fan growing up. You know, I mean, the Rangers.
You played everything.
The
right?
Rangers were close by, but they were always terrible. So it was,
yeah,
you know.
Who wants to root for them, right?
Right, right.
You know, Welker, I've noticed a trend here. You usually walk in with food for yourself. And none for us.
You can have some.
No, I mean, but you didn't come. But you didn't think of us when you brought when you came in with the food.
Yeah, he thought how much time you know, I have to spend with these two dopes.
Yeah, he
today.
Said, okay, I'm going to come in with some food. Here's some for Dale. Here's some for Michael. No,
right. Well, no, yeah. you're welcome to this. It's kind of a little.
What do you got?
Our nuts.
I don't even
the
know
breakfast
what it is.
Of champions. What, now?
Some,
what
grapes, is it? And then I threw some cashews in there.
You on a diet or something? I mean, what's going on?
Well, last week I had the potato chips.
You had to balance it off, the chips.
Right.
And then you
all
go
right.
back to the healthy.
Well, they had some new ones. So it was like salt and vinegar kind. Like,
a little much. You just want to
at 9:30 in the morning.
Try them out. So that's why I was, you know, I had them last time.
Plus the salt and vinegar, if you want to talk to somebody later. I mean, before you can talk to somebody, you have to go brush your teeth or something.
I mean, you're about to go out on the – on the field and stuff, so, you know, you want to smell bad. And
get into the
bad.
Huddle and have guys pushing you out.
Exactly.
Get out of here, Welker. Get away from us.
So when I'm reading in the paper today, are you a great soccer player, too? We know about your football records and breaking on your brother's records. Is soccer a favorite sport of yours?
Yeah, no, I love soccer. You know, growing up, that's what I started out with. And so it's kind of a nice deal. You know, I keep a ball in my locker, so – It's a nice little deal to kind of warm up, sit there and juggle and things like that. So I've never been a good juggler. And so, you know, practicing and working on it, I've actually gotten pretty good at it.
You go down the hall and get some tips from the guys in the other locker room?
No. They're too busy with their own stuff, and they probably don't want to mess with me and trying to teach me anything.
Yeah, so Delta O'Neill said he got it from watching you and Randy Moss. And who did you guys get it from? Is this something that you just started doing on your own, or you
we
saw
just,
another
yeah,
player?
We just kind of, you know, sit there and mess around with the soccer. It's just something different to kind of do to, you know, kind of get warmed up or whatever and ready to get your feet moving a little bit. So my record, I got the record, though, in there.
Now, what's the record? What do you?
How many times you can juggle it without
keep it in the air.
Hitting the ground? So
what are you up to?
So what is the record?
We're at 275.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah.
200 and wow.
Who counts?
I do. And then people sitting there watching, they're like, man, where you at now? You got to be like 500 or something. You know, it takes a while, but I'm like, no, it's like that was 200 or.
Who's come closest to your record? Has Moss come closest?
Steven Gostrowski.
Oh, that makes
there
sense.
There you go.
You
know? That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's funny. I've been around hockey a lot in my life, and all of the European hockey players before games are kicking a soccer ball around underneath all these arenas.
Oh, really?
And they're all doing the exact same thing you're doing. They're doing it before a game. And it's actually kind of fun to watch them because they grew up playing the game their whole lives, and they're all seemingly pretty darn good at it, too. And doing the same thing you're doing, get the blood flowing, get the feet moving.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something different, kind of get warmed up. And, you know, Stairmaster and elliptical just gets old after a while, so you got to mix it up a little bit.
Did you spend the bye week driving on the shoulder somewhere in Massachusetts to scare?
I did. I was back in Oklahoma, so I was able to stay in, you know, a regular lane and not have to worry about traffic or anything like that. So it was kind of nice.
How long did you go back there for?
I got back there like Thursday evening and then flew back and got back here Sunday evening.
So it was just completely away from football, just to see something different and to refresh.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no, it's just kind of hanging out and relaxing and doing a few things around the community there and stuff like that. But other than that, just kind of hanging out.
Professional athletes are such creatures of habit. But I think professional football players maybe more than most, because your schedule is just so locked in. You know, we lift this day, we watch film, we have this day off, we do this. So a 10-day road trip is a little different for professional football players. Have you ever had any lengthy bowl game road trips or anything in your past?
I have. You know, my rookie year in Miami, we had the same type of deal where we played Seattle and then went and played San Francisco the next week. Instead of flying back, we stayed there for the week and whatnot. So, I've had some experience with it or whatever, but it's just another week. You know, you're just in a
hotel. You do all the same stuff, just in a different place.
Right. Exactly.
And I guess in some respects, it's almost easier I don't mean it's a good thing to be away from your family if you've got a wife and kids at home, but it's easier. You're not worrying about, I got to do this, I got to do that. What you got to do is football.
I can't do it. Sorry. Sorry. Can't
no, it's nice, you know, because, you know, you walk outside and, you know, you get on the bus and you go and, you know, everything's kind of in a regiment and things like that. So
sort of like Super Bowl week.
Yeah, it's just like that.
Yeah.
Now, in Oklahoma, when you go back home, are you recognized on this room? Do people say, hey, where's Wes Welker? I mean, are you a big, you know, just modesty aside, are you a big deal in your hometown?
You know, a little bit, you know. I grew up there, so a lot of people I see are people that I've known for a long time or whatnot, and they're either, you know, think I'm, you know, just ordinary Wes or it's like, you know, all of a sudden they're my best friend or something changed. Like that, you know.
Remember we did this in high school? We didn't even talk in high school. Right. What are you talking about, dude?
Where did you come from? But, no, I mean, it's not too bad, you know. I mean, it's almost like the OU players are a bigger deal back in Oklahoma than me or anybody else, you know.
So you're close to Norman? I mean, or is it just it's all over the state no matter where you are in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I mean, in you know, Norman's like 30 minutes away from Oklahoma City. Okay. So, you know, everybody that I knew and grew up with went to OU or, you know, just about. So, you know, I catch all the flack from them about how great they are and the whole bit. And so you get kind of tired of hearing about them.
Did you dream of going there at all?
Yeah, I was a big fan, you know, growing up. I was, but
they recruit you?
No. Are you kidding me? They had all the blue chippers and stuff, and they looked at me and threw me to the wayside.
But they had stopped running. Remember that offense they used to run with Jamel Holloway and all those guys, Barry Switzer, that option? You wouldn't
really yeah.
be
that's
that
what I, that's why, you know, I grew up loving them. You know, I was watching them back then in, you know, the late 80s.
College football is obviously not as big a deal around here, but I don't think people here understand what a big deal OU football is in the whole state of Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
It's like Patriots and Red Sox combined in that state.
Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, it's a little different. I mean, there's no pro teams, you know, so it's like that's it.
Well, there is now.
Well, there is now, yeah, the basketball team. So, you know.
And you love that logo. You told us you love that logo of the basketball team.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what the logo looks like or anything, but the name, yeah, it's kind of – I was a little disappointed.
A little weak.
I mean, that was the name of like my, you know, my sixth grade basketball team. You know, it's just like, come on, let's throw a little something out there, you know, something a little different, you know.
It does have like, sort of a Major League Soccer sound to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's lots of that kind of franchise names in MLS.
But. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. So it's, I don't know. I was just wanting us to kind of broaden ourselves a little bit and come up with something, you know, a little different.
See, I don't like singular names anyway. If you got a singular
name. You got to have an S on
the end. Just give me an S. I mean, Patriots, Dolphins. Don't give me the Thunder, Heat.
Yeah.
You know, Jazz. Right. Especially if you're going to be the Utah Jazz.
Utah
Jazz? Excuse
Such
me?
Such a bastion of jazz activity exactly. in Salt Lake. So how do you kill a 4 or 5 hour plane ride? Are you a reader? Are you a movie watcher? What do you do?
You know, I'm a movie watcher, iPod, read. Yeah, pretty much all of it. Sleep. I plan on sleeping a little bit on this one.
You guys don't have any cribbage tournaments going or anything like that? Or
poker? Wireless.
Every once in a while. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, guys will sit there and do the wireless poker. Or
recreational purposes only. No money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for recreational.
Absolutely.
Sure.
No. Well, yeah.
Commissioner.
We keep that. Yeah. No, we keep that straight.
Yeah, not that the commissioner ever listens to you and me anything.
He might. You know, I saw this week that Matt Castle and Randy Moss, you know, got together and Castle and Moss were watching film together. Have you ever considered doing that with Castle, or do you have conversations and say, hey, Matt, you know, when this happens on 2nd and 5, this is what I'm thinking. I just wanted to share that with you. Does that?
Yeah, no, we talk about stuff like that all the time. You know, we'll sit there and be like, you know, this is, you know, this is kind of what I'm expecting if they, you know, play man here or, you know, if they zone it up, this is what I'm thinking or, you know, different things like that. So we're constantly kind of talking things over and make sure that, you know, since we've talked about it, then it happens. You know, we're both on the same page.
But I would think as a professional athlete, you guys, you have an incredible knowledge base of what you have to do. but you have to be instinctive, too. You can't be out there thinking, okay, what is this play? Do you take that conversation you've had with Castle, and does it help you in the game? I mean, it seems like...
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, you would be thinking about that. It would kind of take away from your instinct. Does it interfere
with being
instinctive?
I mean, you know, instincts are playing in, and a lot of it's, you know, reacting to them, but a lot of it is, you know, you've talked it through, and they've done the thing that you've talked about.
So it becomes
so
a part
it's just like, you know, you're reacting to it, but you're reacting to it in a way where both of y'all are on the same page.
Kind of anxious to play a football game again?
I am. I am ready to get out there.
I figure bye week's a good thing,
right?
But then that, you know, you get to the 2 week point, it's kind of, come on, let's tee one up here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I you know, we're excited to get out there, and you know, San Francisco's a great team, and they've come a long way, and so we're gonna have our hands full, but you know, we're definitely looking forward to hooking it up a little bit.
Usually, when San Francisco comes up, we spend a lot of time talking about their offense and Mike Martz and how he'll just fire the ball all over the place. What's one thing about their defense that stands out to you? Because we never talk about their defense.
Yeah, they're a very aggressive, fast team that gets to the football in a hurry. And, you know, they got a lot of new faces over there. So it's not the same guys you've seen over the past few years. And you know, they do a great job of hustling to the football, and they get there in a hurry.
Well, go finish your breakfast of champions, your nuts and your grapes there, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right,
thanks,
I appreciate
Wes.
It, fellas.
Wes Welker joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.